can to bring you some more music up until midnight. But they're not coming into the studio yet, so we'll see what the deal is with that. In any case, thank you so much for listening to me and my sound collage evening. And we'll be back again next week with another show for you. So yes, I think I can confirm we have some live WMFO DJs filling in for Chase. And well, I'll leave you with more of the Preservation Hall Band, and this is Tiger Rag here on WMFO in Medford.
Hello everyone, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Cassell from the Three DJs of Ypsilanti Radio Show, and I am going to bring you some funky tunes for this hour. Starting off, it is Mr. Dalabina by Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Oh, I know I'm drunk now. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Dalabina, Mr. Bob Dalabina. 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 Mr. Dalabina, Mr. Bob Dalabina.
Mr. Dalabina, Mr. Bob Dalabina, Mr. Bob Dalabina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid, because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, your fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted. You used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies, but DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP has thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Dalabina.
Mr. Dalabina, Mr. Bob Dalabina. Mr. Dalabina, Mr. Bob Dalabina. Mr. Dalabina, Mr. Bob Dalabina. Mr. Dalabina, Mr. Bob Dalabina.
that. You thought you could manipulate, you thought you could fool me.
Ooh, Mr. Dabalina.
Teach Wizard put me on a stump and then he schooled me. Friends could be fraudulent, just you wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Dabalina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima, with jeans and a dirty white hoodie. Seems like you wouldn't be a snake, or would he? Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes, they all catch the vapes. Even though last year there was GQ, took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded they were bomb, eh? Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules. The way you're on my dick must really hurt your knees. You need to take heed and quit being such a groupie. Ever since I did a little show in Guadalupe, I never saw a groupie like you. But what is funny is you wanted to be down with my crew. But DEL is not down with any clowns of justice. So I would suggest that you try to impress Uncle Fester Dabalina, because you don't impress me, Dabalina. The style of dress is not the key, Dabalina. It's all in the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Go on, we have a stupid Mr. Bob Dabalina. Go on, we have a stupid Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm gonna play Wolfpack. They're pretty good. You should listen if you want.
Gonna do with you. It's on your little nose. Should I had a talk with you? Can't get through to you. I bought a ticket home. Now I'm dreading seeing you. You give me no choice with your selfish attitude. You'll be pleasant if it suits your mood. I don't want
Hey, it's your girl Amari. And it's storm season, everybody. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. Be safe.
And up next, we actually have a request by the same person who gave that PSA. And here is After Party by Coffee Brown.
And you don't stop, keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. You don't stop, keep it on, keep it on. Where the party at? Let's take a little time and talk about it. What's going through your mind? It has to be shaken. Ooh, it looks so right. I wanna ride. See, I would be lying if I ain't tell you. It made me wanna flip and you can't tell me. You ain't feeling the same fish, girl. It's our chemistry. Like icing on a cake.
Hey, head on straight, mask on crooked, exit stage left with the cash gone, took it off like a koofy, the fit was a bit doofy, he tried to get screwed with that two for you, one two for me, G, cut the cranky attitude, wet him like a handkerchief on a stanky fatter dude, whether you's a rapper or a dang sanger, once you in, it's only one way out, like a gangbanger with a new crew keychain and street name, what said do he claim for fame, peep game, just to keep fetter and stay dip, you need it like a letter or better, a getaway whip. This old thing's rusted, encrusted as the gold rings, the old king's busted. Plan to end global starvation and fat her. Now what in tarnation did I go and do that for? Stuff happens, like getting snuffed for tough tit rapping. See, I told him enough, quit you yapping. The same applied to any and all chumps. The only question he had for y'all is how many lumps? Three or four, either or. Juan Sherry or more, so why you need your heater for? The super villain slid in your party for free. Warner MC, get out of here kid, you bother me. Off my face was missing for 2 days. For the record, G came back a year later, whole new identity. Tony Stark's pedigree. My money green like my nickname was celery. Who was ghost who flashes toes? Never wore sheets but bulletproof coats. Oh no, the fans cried for the mask back on. Told him ghost is dead. He returned at the crack of dawn. Few years from now, him and his pals before the Jetson era arrived. He'll be back summertime 2005 with a half a face iron. The other half wore to look like alien science. In the summertime, yeah, you can see the face, boy, but the other side I keep blue with the pins on. You mad loyal, When the winter time come, what? I get stuck cause my brain all numb. Like I ate 1,000 ices and frozen Pepsis. Aquaman's pops can't water check me. Disrespect me, indirectly. I seen his feet and they both lefty. He's stepping half correctly as I stroll the globe and terrorize the planet with a Bill Clinton mask and them play school hands. Me and Doom always be the best on the landing. Superheroes for life until our souls vanish.
Check me out, my name is Brack, and that's a fact. I got a mom and a dad and a yard out back. We sit by the pool and we nibble on snacks. Then we eat a big lunch and we all take naps.
Why'd the beat stop? Hey! Hey!
Yo, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief Crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A-Plus, and my man Oat. You know he's dope. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we gonna up you on how we just chill.
Down the 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, he got fridge, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest dog I ever seen. The weather's heating, Cali getting weeded, makes it feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibration. So many females, so much inspiration. I get inspired.
Yeah. coach, all spark plugs. Total disregard for a dying man, shark jump. Post meridian, pretty tungsten attracts anyone's pale horse, painted gun, metal, black face masking. Hard shelled ebony propeller hat, clubbins, glove breaks, grapple in a clutch span. Tuck with a steel toe, metal gate spreading for the dead alive that rented parking space 37. 2000 out the weekly under cycles to Gehenna, gets him floating over 20 buses, fireproof and festive. Corners like a two-tired tiger, so a two-tired rider can accumulate a few excited fibers to assign. Nose, no zen and an art of maintenance. Only as the orchestrated patron Santa changing lanes, baby. Here's how a great escape goes when you can't take your dead friend's names out your phone.
Eyes and teeth, new moon on a scale that defies belief. Outside what our fundamental sciences teach. Every other mighty lion asleep. Gangway, mind, eyes, mind, teeth. Gangway, mind, eyes, mind, teeth. Gangway, mind, eyes, mind, teeth.
The man ape translates glam through the visor. Goes in, water lilies, amps, grays, Geiger, and man ray. Crammed in a one player campaign. Blinker like a halo bonfire over Sam Haynes. Span, but I'm praying hands, man. They bars an extension of the arms. They're mutating instead of being farms. Tonight beneath the marmalade Venus. Haunted mowers chewing every glowing yard of mud between us. Going for Jag Dotson, Corvette Lotus. Full cones, you can slalom on your Zorlax focus. Via mechanical Dartmoor, Frankenstein poorly. It's sanctioned by a new Yank Yorkie. Who knew that any moment he could lose it to the decoupage to suicide flooring. And still he keep his fuel tank portly. The 30-odd-year-old gears thank Charlie. The scarf thank mom's new hobby. Copy.
Eyes and teeth, new moon on a scale that defies belief. Outside what our fundamental sciences teach. Every other mighty lion asleep. Gangway, mind, eyes, mind, teeth. Gangway, mind, eyes, mind, teeth. Gangway, mind, eyes, mind, teeth.
It was less of an act of hubris, more a lonely hearts club at the helm of a magic bullet. Away on a relentless bid for rarefied inertia. Rattle trap forks married to the patchy terra firma. Ursa minor getting warmer. I crowbar into the pecking order. The dreck between the whores and Betty Borders. Hug another yellow spine, knobby rubber like a rat on a rope. Those little fuckers run on passion alone. This is the product of a DIY inadequate home. Grabbing a cabin in the fuck of a Dodge. Acting a savage in the shadows of Rome. Traffic amassed against insufferable odds. Fashioning gallows out of plastic and bone. I got the motor drone, walls of death splintering under me. All city galvanized bikes, white knuckling. Bright light tunnel, kings tucking the devil. P.S. I wrote this on a self-destructing memo.
That was Aesop Rock with Cycles to Gehenna. Before that, we had Still Not a Player by Big Pun Fat Joke, 93 Till Infinity by Souls of Mischief, and The Mask by Danger Doom and the Ghostface Killa. Right now, I am joined by DJ Jim Jam 98, and we are going to take you on a rock around space with some astrological themed music, and we hope you enjoy it on this very rainy and sad Friday night.
Neutron Zero Hero, not no small feat. It's all heat in this day and age. I'll rage a grave, anything it takes to save the day. Neuromancer, perfect blend of technology and magic. Use my rapping so you all can see the hazards. Plus entertainment, where many are brainless. We cultivated a lost art of study and I brought a buddy. Automator, harder slayer, fascinating combination. Cyber warlords are activating abominations. Armination with hatred, we ain't with that. We high-tech archaeologists searching for knickknacks. Composing musical stem packs that impacts the soul. Crack the mold of what you think you rapping for. I used to be a mech soldier, but I didn't respect orders. I had to step forward, tell them this ain't for us. Living in a post-apocalyptic world, morbid and horrid. The secrets of the past, they hoarded. Now we just boarded on our futuristic spacecraft. No mistakes, black, it's our music we must take back. Against my cosmos while I float the Neo Tokyo with OPO or discuss combustible rust clusters with plus evade cyber police in a computer crib, confuse the kids, but I can make a kick and rise as sacred telepathic mind that takes its greatness from the matrix. Esperon professor rushes a cold depression with correction measures. Why half the world's a desert, cannibals eat human brains for dessert, buried in a deep dirt, mobility inert. I insert these codes for the cataclysm. Ever since I had the vision, use my magnetism. In this modern metropolis that tries to lock us up under preposterous laws, it's not for us.
Yo, it's 3030. I want you to meet Deltron Zero.
Hello, hello, hello. That was 3030 by Deltron Zero. And right now we are joined by my older brother. Hopefully we will be joined by him.
Hello?
Actually, no, we're having a bit of technical difficulties right now. One of the cables doesn't seem to be working properly, so we're just going to hop into the next song, which is Rain is Falling by the Electric Light Orchestra. Hello, 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 WMFO.
Right?
You are joined by Cassell from the Three DJs of Ypsilanti, and hopefully now my older brother. Do you want us to chime in?
Hello.
Mm-hmm. This, I think you're live.
Oh, it's good to be on air again. I used to, when I was in college, go on air with my roommate over at WNUR, Northwestern's radio.
But so. I think we all know whose radio is better, if you want. Check the facts.
You know, I'm sure it's probably Tufts, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
I have no problem with elephants, as long as you guys have no problem with purple.
I think you mean to mention that your mascot is a wild cat, a very generic cat that could also be found at Kentucky, the high school from High School Musical, and what else is the Wildcats? There's definitely another Midwestern school that's the Wildcats.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to play Kentucky and hear "Go Wildcats" being shouted by both sides.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it worse is the local high school is the Wild Kits.
That's just almost mean to the kids when you really think about it.
It's bizarrely bad.
Yeah. But anything you want to get on the air? Just to...
Anything I want to get on air, I want to shout out the last song. You know, if you're doing a space theme, you really need Weird Al's Yoda.
I will look into that for you. Yeah, we're actually going to play that next now, because I forgot of that. What are your opinions about the two out of the three of the newest trilogy for Star Wars, since you're talking about Weird Al's Yoda?
What is my opinion? See, watching it in theater, I was really partial to number 7.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of the theater saying, I love 7.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come out of the theater saying, I love 8.
You see, I'm going to interject. I had the reverse. I haven't seen Rogue One, so I can't talk on that. I hear it's phenomenal for putting the original trilogy, aka the sequels, with some perspective of how close the plan was to failing. But I thought, I saw the second one with a Jim Jam over here. I thought it was amazing. I was blown away. The first one I felt was kind of lackluster because it just felt like a Star Wars movie and nothing bigger. But now, I have to throw this one in here. You are listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Okay, so now that that's done, what did you want to say about my opinion or talking about the second one or the
Sorry, are you in Medford or are you in Medford?
Medford? We don't talk Medford? About that. That's actually, we're going to unpack that because there's a lot of profiling with that one. So what do you think of the, check yourself, what do you think of 8? And then I can have Jamie chime in because Jamie's a huge Star Wars boy.
It's true.
You know, I didn't come out of the movie theater loving 8, but I've loved reading more about 8 and the director's touches and the meaning of certain scenes and how it breaks down or builds up tropes. In that way, my response to 8 has been much deeper than it has been to 7, and I like 8 more in retrospect, where 7, you know, was just the original trilogy turned upside down, but better. Mm-hmm. 8 kind of stands on its own. So I'm excited to see where it's going to go with 9.
Mm-hmm. And so...
I think...
What's
pardon me. I think the real question is, what do you guys think is going to happen with Han Solo, the Star Wars story that's going to be coming up?
I am very excited for it. Jamie, what do you think?
I didn't like the trailer that much. It didn't feel... It felt like an Indiana Jones film.
Is that just because it has Donald Glover?
What?
The new guy about Donald Glover playing Lando. What do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I like him. I love Donald Glover, so I'm very happy to see him like wherever he can be. I think he'll do a good job.
Yeah, a lot of people had some backlash over what young Han Solo is, but I don't think they realize, like, hey, they did as best as they could to get a top quality actor that looks something like young Harrison Ford might have. So a lot of people were angry over that, and I thought it was pretty unjust.
I think the thing to be worried about is that they changed directors midstream, which is never something you want to do with a film.
Mm-hmm. That's a big red flag.
Also, the first advertisements for it were during the Super Bowl. There's been almost no advertisements for it, which feels really downplayed for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And when is it? It's coming out this March? No, next March?
This May.
I think it's coming out in like 2 months.
Yeah,
but if May. If anyone can pull that off, it's probably going to be Disney. For making a good no, I feel they have some kind of standard with that.
It's coming out in May, so they've got 3 months.
Yep.
It's just surprising to me that there'd be so little media attention for a Star Wars story and one we care about, because Han Solo's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. He's a very cool. I'm a huge Han fan, some might say.
So you never heard of
the real question. Whoa. Is you can't say that. This is for Jamie as well.
Yeah.
Who shot first?
Greedo, obviously.
Yeah. Well, to make myself fall asleep better at night, it was Greedo. But
it was.